On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
Time to check out what happened on this day for the 19th of March, officially commencing AFL season, hopefully, if all things go ahead.
Which they probably will. Maybe.
Good. Ruth Poynter, a member of the US group The Poynter Sisters, is 74 years old today. Pop quiz, how many sisters are in The Poynter Sisters?
Three.
Four, remember?
Oh.
You remember you said nine? I was like, no, it's not that many.
No, not in The Poynter Sisters, but how many sisters there were?
There was four.
Okay, close enough.
Actually three now, because her sister June died in 2006.
Well, that's
not
good.
I know. Glenn Close, the US actress, is 73 years old today.
I'm not going to be ignored.
C6 Steve, the US blues muso, is 59. I've seen him perform. He's amazing. Billy Sheehan, the member of American band Mr. Big, had a hit with To Be With You in the 90s. He's 67 today. Gabrielle Gatte, the French TV chef, is 65. Bruce Willis needs no introduction. He's 65 today.
Come on to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs.
Natalie Barr, the Aussie TV presenter, is 52. Simone McKinnon, Aussie actress, starred in Neighbours and McLeod's Daughters, is 47. And Lavinia Nixon, the Australian TV presenter, starred in Hey Hey, It's Saturday, she's 45.
Pluto was photographed for the first time on this day in 1915.
In 1932, the Sydney Harbour Bridge was officially opened.
Elvis Presley purchased Graceland. Memphis, Tennessee. On this day in 1957.
Funnily enough, in 1988, Michael Jackson bought a $28 million ranch in California, obviously, Neverland.
Both bought them on the same day.
But years apart.
Simon and Garfunkel, then known as Tom and Jerry, released their first single. Yeah, Tom and Jerry. It was called Hey Schoolgirl, and it went like this.
Hey, schoolgirl in the second row. The teacher's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low.
And that happened on this day in 1958.
I can understand why they changed from their first names to their last names.
Yeah, otherwise it would be Paul and Art.
Why were they called Tom and Jerry?
I don't know.
Were they trying to be like the cartoon characters?
I think they were trying to be wacky funsters.
Right. And in the year 2000, the first AFL match under a closed roof was played at Docklands in Melbourne.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 19th of March.